All right, so I will call our December meeting of the Health, Human Services, and Housing Committee to order. We all set with recording and
we are
live stream. All good there. All right, cool. I'll begin with entertaining a motion to approve the November 6th meeting minutes. Motion. So moved by Erner, second by Petit. Any discussion on the November 6th meeting minutes? Good. All right, I'll call a question. All those in favor of approving the November 6th minutes?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we'll jump right into resolutions. Resolution number 689, granting an easement on lands owned by Ulster County, located on Route 28 in the town of Ulster, for the construction of a sewer line to serve a supporting housing development for the Department of Finance through the Division of Recovery and Resilience. I have a motion to discuss. Moved by Erner, second by Petit. And I don't know who on the administration, perhaps Deputy Executive Conferris, give us a brief overview, or if there's anyone else. I also did review it. I believe I can speak to it. It's an easement for the sewer for the Quality Inn, and it seemed relatively straightforward. There's a schematic in the backup that made good sense to me, except the south is at the top, but that's fine. And any questions, comments, or concerns, discussion, Legislator Erner?
So we're giving an easement to whom?
I believe it's to the town of Ulster. Or I believe it's to the property owner. So it would be Rupco, I believe. But it's there, you know, so that they can go across where there's the, because they're connecting from the other side of the traffic circle, they're going to connect through and go through the throughway.
So then Rupco, it'll be Rupco's infrastructure on Ulster County property to connect to the Rupco project.
I believe that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Wouldn't that be for the town of Ulster since the money went to them for the project?
I know the town of Ulster is.
Town of Ulster on the backup documents, but there isn't any specific language about who the easement's for. And I would imagine since it's municipal infrastructure,
yeah,
you know, and it's still a great idea because they can expand it even beyond that. It can eventually maybe go up to roadway or, you know, Motel 19, other infrastructure, other buildings.
My first read of it, I thought I had remembered seeing that it was town of Ulster. So let's see. Oh, yeah, granted to the town of Ulster.
Yep. Okay, you found it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right. So there's a document that is after the schematic.
Okay. Thank you. Way down, huh?
What do you mean? all right, so any other questions, comments, or concerns?
No.
Okay. Sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, resolution number 718. Amending the 2024 Ulster County budget to accept the allocation of Child Abuse or Neglect Prevention and Treatment Act, Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act of 2016 funds to the New York State Office for Children and Family Services and the Department of Social Services. Second by Lopez. And Commissioner Wood, do you want to give us
just a full to let me down with that one for our behavioral specialist contract that we talked about last month, which comes from the state, and it's like in most of the year, every year they so far, it's not like whatever year they've been awarding it to us.
Any questions from the committee? Any comments, questions, or concerns? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Which is the resolution?
This is, for those just joining us, this is resolution 718, accepting funding.
Yes.
Okay. And that's a yes for me. Okay.
any opposed? All right. Resolution 694, confirming the appointment of a member to the Ulster County Board of Health. Have a motion to discuss?
So moved.
By Stewart. Can I have a second, please? Second by Erner. And this is a reappointment for Gina Carina. Any questions? I don't know if we need to hear anything from the administration on this, but Legislator Stewart?
I just wanted to say that Gina is a dear friend of mine. I don't know if I need to recuse myself for that matter, but
you have like a financial relationship with her.
I do not. Anyway, like I say, she is a dear friend of mine. And she was my own position previously. So I have nothing but great things to say about Gina.
And I only hear good things about Gina Perina as well.
Wonderful. So.
Happy to reappoint you.
All right. So with that, I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution 695, authorizing the County of Ulster to submit an application and assurances to the New York State Housing Trust Fund as part of the New York State Homes and Community Renewal for the Leading in Lead Prevention Pilot Program to the Planning Department. I have a motion to discuss. Moved by Nolan, seconded by Petit. And anyone from the administration would like to speak to this?
Who's the lead in this?
It's planning, so I don't know.
So it would be planning?
Yeah.
Planning is the lead department. I could just start off really broad, but basically this is a new state funding source for lead remediation in properties. So it's a joint proposal by our planning department and the Department of Health, but since it's being administered through the Office of Homes and Community Renewal, planning is taking the lead.
Any questions?
So will this go out for RFP then? Somebody to
it's a grant actually to accept the it we to apply for the grant. Mm-hmm. The earmarked fund is $327,000 for specifically the 12401 area code in Ulster.
Okay.
To assist with remediation of lead contaminated structures up to $40,000 per unit. Typically, you know, in the past, when we found lead in a residence or domicile, the property owner would tell us they didn't have the money to do the restoration remediation. This is a grant program to allow these applicants to apply for the money to do the remediation of the lead issue in their unit, rental unit, and it's for rental units two or more that are currently in the process of being rented or potentially can be rented, but specifically 12401, not any other part of the county.
So if I could just follow, so then do they apply to the health department or
no,
will you go out for an RFP?
Community renewal is
so be through REPCO or family?
To homes and community renewal to get the money, and then we kind of appoint, say, REPCO or one of the other community action or somebody to do the actual supervision of these remediation projects.
Any other questions? Please, the owner.
Thank you. The zip code thing, how is it that we're doing this by a zip code rather than municipal boundaries?
Because this is determined by the state. And it basically is an offshoot of the lead poisoning prevention grant program that specifically, according to one of the deliverables in that grant program, was to have the 12401 zip code area the area of concern. So that carried over into this particular grant project. That 12401 for Ulster right now is the specified area of concern based on the work that's been done through the lead grant poisoning prevention program over the past decade.
This piece of the surface is 12401 too.
Any other questions? Any discussion? All right, I'll call the question on 695. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 719, adopting the updated Ulster County Compliance Plan pursuant to the New York State Social Services Law, Section 363D and 18 NYCRR subpart 5.1-1, Ulster County Compliance Committee. Can I have a motion to discuss?
I'll move it.
Moved by Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Stewart. And I don't know who on the administration, this was listed as the Ulster County Compliance Committee as the lead agency on our side.
Go ahead. Speak to that. So every year we, so I'm also the compliance officer,
So every year we do review all of our policies and procedures. The Ulster County Compliance Program, that policy, it references the subpart 521-1. That's actually new regulations put out by OMEG. There are seven elements to an efficient compliance program. OMEG defines those elements in these new regulations. So the compliance plan has been updated by our consultant to reflect those new regulations. Being that it really is an overhaul is why we're bringing it forward to be reviewed.
And everyone can see in the backup there is a red line copy, so you can see exactly what's being changed. Any questions from the committee? Please, Sarah.
You're right. I've just looked at this today, and you know, shame on me for not looking at it sooner. And I know there's been meetings around this, some public meetings at least, I believe that there were, right, to discuss the changes that we're looking at before this?
That I'm aware of.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that came through legal and just in process.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a compliance document that those that are working on behalf of the county that are in the health space have to follow regarding HIPAA and different things along those lines.
Recognize I won't be here much longer. I would love to hear a little more detail about how this came to be, how the changes were made, and so forth. I'm a little concerned about moving ahead, accepting this without that.
Yeah, I am too. I haven't had a chance to really review this.
Sure.
There's substantial changes.
Would you like to speak to the background?
Sure. So again, all of the changes are directly related to the OMEG. The Office of Medicaid Inspector General, they came out, it's actually been in the works for the last several years. It was the end of last year when they actually came out with the changes. We were supposed to incorporate them beginning this year. Again, it's nothing that we've actually decided would be best practice. These are actually the regulations that are coming from OMEG. Our compliance consultant reviewed them, went through them, alerted to us, you know, what these changes were. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yes, I think we need to pass this in order to have our processes be in compliance with state law. So, it's pretty standard stuff when the changes come down. Would there be anything here that you would flag that in some way makes patient or client information more available, or that would raise any concerns that this is a lessening of standards in any way?
Not really. I mean, basically, a lot of the changes are more of behind the scenes, more responsibilities that I will be doing, more gathering of certain tests to ensure that's doing what it's supposed to be doing, identifying risk. Yeah, and that is absolutely true, that we really do want to have this. I mean, it's something we review every year. I could send out to the committee, if you like, the actual regulations from OMEG that identifies the seven elements and explains what the expectations are. And you can see how they're actually incorporated into our compliance program.
Further questions? I personally agree with Legislator Nolan that there's not a lot of, it doesn't seem like there are many liberties that we are taking here. This is taking the compliance regulations from the state office and implementing them. So I'm prepared to call the question tonight, unless there's a outcry of opposition to moving forward with this.
I mean, if we were just voting on an existing document, but there's substantial red line.
Do you have any concerns about any specific red
lines? No, because I haven't had a chance to review the 40 pages. So I wouldn't be able to vote. I could abstain from voting.
I'm not sure if you can abstain without a specific reason.
So
you
can
vote no.
This has to go to laws and rules too, I see.
Yeah.
I have to come to laws and rules anyway, but maybe in between I can send questions, and if there's any
further information I might need for the floor vote. Can we be in communication?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm happy to facilitate any communication that you might have, and Deputy Clerk would be very happy to facilitate. So I would be hesitant to delay this, particularly because the legislature doesn't meet, committees don't meet in February, so it would be a 2-month delay, which could be problematic. Nothing in my review of the document, nothing called out to me as particularly concerning, but I appreciate that others who might not have had a chance to review it, you know, would want to see that for themselves. But I am prepared to call the question, and I will do so. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? With one opposed. Moving on to Resolution 720, approving the execution of a contract for $100,000 entered into by the county with AccuCare Nursing and Home Care Department of Health.
Move it.
To discuss. Moved by Lopez, and a second. Or whoever, I don't know who said it, but.
That was legislator, no.
Okay, Nolan, and then second by Fatih. Great. And then, Commissioner Smith, do you want to?
Yeah, AccuCare is the contract agency that provided nurses during COVID residents to assist our staff in all of the work that COVID involved. At this point in time, there is an ongoing amount of work in communicable disease follow-ups and COVID. The state has given us permission to utilize some of the unused funds in the COVID funding that we've gotten through the state to help to offset the cost of this contract agency giving us assistance. And again, it would be only if we do utilize the nurses to support our own nursing staff to manage the volume of work involved. But again, it is something that can be reimbursable through a pre-existing state funding mechanism.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee?
Thank you. Can we, so I see on Schedule B in line 2, we have the price rates for the different types of nurses. How can we assume that that is the pay that the nurses will receive? Do we have more information about that?
What percentage would be taken from the agency versus paid to the nurses? I don't know the specific answer to that. I know that they would take a percentage to manage and provide the nurse, but how much goes to the nurse versus the contract agency, I don't know.
So this is flagged for me as one of the contracts that does not have salary information provided. So my answer to that is no, it's not. Give us that, it might give us a range, but it is frustrating. Everyone in the administration knows my frustration. Our frustration, since we all voted on the change that it should be updated, that the procurement manual should be updated to include salary information as a requirement for all contracts. I know that it was only in the last month that email went out to department heads. I assume every department head in here got that email. I hope. Cool. And that we'll start seeing contracts going forward that will have that salary information, and that if we don't, the procurement won't put them in front of us.
That might be perhaps a lapse of understanding, and that I think we thought we were providing the salary range for the individuals, but we didn't do the breakdown piece as to what would be the administrative costs taken by AccuCare versus the straight salary paid to the nurse. So perhaps it was just a misunderstanding of that concept. But if you want that broken down to the various components of that, we would have to get that through AccuCare.
Yeah. I mean, our understanding is that it is something that the vendor is going to have to provide. And just because I have an audience of department heads here, so that there's no confusion, the hope, the intention, and the rule that the legislature has put in place is that all work being performed on behalf of the county, we know what the workforce is being paid. The same way that all of your in-house staff have transparency and salary, and that everyone in Ulster County knows what the county workforce is being paid, we want that transparency with our vendors as well.
Sure, you can ask for that. back with that.
Thank you so much. Any other questions on this contract? All right, then I will call the question. All those in favor of Resolution 720?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution 721, authorizing the Chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant application with Bright Assurances for the Medicare Improvements for Patients and Providers Act, MIPA, with the New York State Office for the Aging.
I'll move it. I'll second.
So who moved it?
I was trying to move it, but I heard somebody else.
No, I think that was you.
Okay, so we need a second. Second by Erner. Great, thank you so much.
Oh my God, I'm signing my name.
Dr. Copenhaver, do you want to?
Sure. MIPA is a program that we have. It's around $21,000 a year. All of that money goes to the contractor, by the way. And she or he, in this case, it's a she, meets with people who are of low income, who are not Medicaid eligible, who can save some money on their Medicare deductible and the Medicare savings plan. As you know, I don't know if you know that, but the level went up quite a bit last year, and we were able to put a lot more people onto this program, therefore saving, I'm telling you, millions of dollars for people over the next 10 years. So it's a wonderful program. And I think it's a very efficient way of saving a lot of money for folks who don't have a lot of money who are older. So if you need any more information, I'm happy to educate you. But it's through our HICAP program, too. It's through the Medicare. They're all Medicare counselors. They understand how Medicare works. So. Great program.
Through the chair, do you know what the threshold is for?
It went up quite a bit, like 2,200. It's pretty high now, $2,100. It went up almost over $600, which for the government is a huge, huge leap.
Very good. Thank you.
Yep. That's total income per month. That's a monthly income.
Thank you. I support this program. I will support this resolution. I just want to observe the weird, to me, variety of restrictions. I know in a lot of contracts we have from state and federal, there are various laws about Northern Ireland and Iran and so forth, and this one has things about lobbying for gun control and syringes and trafficking victims.
I am assuring you that we really don't discuss any of that with anybody, and we really just ask for people's documentation and fill out an application and send it right over to Medicaid. What can I tell you? It's actually run through Medicaid, this program, interestingly enough. But,
I would love, I don't know if we, how, well, anyway, just having a list of all these restrictions that we encounter overall in contracts, both federal and state level, just a read-down list, then I don't have to, I don't read it anyway anymore because I know what the McBride thing is at this point, but just to have that as a reference, I think, to the administration, that would be helpful.
You could probably get that from procurement. I'd be happy to help if you wanted any help, but I bet we could work with the county executive team and get that from procurement. They probably see a lot of it. I see a lot of it when I was doing more contracts in my private life, but yeah, it can all be kind of intense. Any other questions on this topic, or not on this topic, but on the topic of this contract? Right, I will call the question on Resolution 721. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Very much.
Resolution 722, authorizing the Chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute the Resource Allocation Plan and intermunicipal agreements with various municipalities to be funded under the Resource Allocation Plan through the Youth Bureau.
I'll move it.
All right, moved by Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Stuart. Great. And Director Gosser's not here. And we also just got information like in the last hour about where it's being allocated. Mm-hmm. Do you want to speak to it?
I can just say very broadly that it's aid funding for I'm losing what the other one is called, the sports program and broader youth allocation for 2020.
Well, I'll let committee
youth members. Development.
I'll let committee members go first. And if there are no questions, I will go, which is that, is this, so I as a chair of the committee, I'm frustrated that we received this information, you know, half an hour before the meeting. And is this something that needs to be in place for January 1st?
This is for
2020, this is retroactive.
Correct, yeah. And apologies, I had been asking for it.
Yep.
Follow up because I knew that this was the last piece that you guys were.
Yeah. And I realized that my request came late because we had the budget last week and I would have ordinarily been on top of this the week prior.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a reimbursement for the work that we've done, is that the way that it works?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And so everything, so this disbursement of funds, the allocation, this is all what has already been paid out. Is that correct?
I am not sure if it's been paid out.
Right. Okay. And does a similar plan exist for 24?
So there is an application, a call for application that we have 2 months ago. We have press release, I know the applications. So it will be discussed by the board. So I don't believe that this list has been finalized.
So because this is a reimbursement, it's it would be nice going forward if we could see the list ahead of time so that we kind of know what is to be done rather than what has been done. Considering that it's a reimbursement, you know, my feelings about delaying it are less enthusiastic about delaying it, but I'm curious what other people think. I would have liked to see this sooner. I suppose I would support moving forward with this next since it's a reimbursement.
Is this consistent with the general presentations that we've had? And so, it's nothing here is a surprise. But I agree with your comments that just helps us to do a better job if we're involved in the planning at the earliest stages. And we should definitely get reimbursed for work we've already done and that we've already promised.
Yeah, especially if there are agencies, contract agencies,
yep,
that are waiting.
So I would
number of municipalities.
I think we should go ahead and take action on this and try to do better in 2024.
Any other comments, questions, or concerns from the committee? All right, so I'll call a question on resolution 7.2. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 7.24, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the City of Kingston to provide law enforcement support for the anti-violence effort response team and opioid awareness as county law enforcement team programs through the Department of Mental Health. I have a motion to discuss.
I'll move it.
Moved by Nolan, second by Petit, and I will defer to Commissioner McDonald to give us a brief.
Sure. So Ulster County is in receipt of New York State OASAP abatement opioid settlement funds. There's a little over 1.1 that we received for the countywide, and then $67,000 was allocated specifically to the City of Kingston due to the impact of the opioid epidemic in that area. City of Kingston would like to be able to utilize those funds to pay for a law enforcement officer to join the Sheriff's Oracle team and do the alert work. And so they will be using these dollars to supplement the salary. So the monies are passing through the Department of Mental Health, and this agreement is allowing for us to pass them on to the City of Kingston so that they can enter into that agreement with the Sheriff's Office.
I've done a couple of events, and the Oracle has been there, and they're always, I see a lot of kids going over, so it's very open, very informative, and it's great to see them out at so many public events because it's, they're within easy reach especially for the education. So, yeah, I'm glad that Kingston's going to be putting an officer there as well.
Any other questions? Yep, Legislator Erner.
Thank you. Commissioner McDonald, did you say that the city of Kingston had asked specifically for their police to be the recipient, or this teaming with the sheriff to be the way that these funds were used?
Correct. That's the plan they submitted to us.
Yes, please.
Is there an alternative? So if they had asked for it to go in for some other use, like directly to a mental health department of the county or other type services, would that have been an option?
Pending the plan being approved by OASF, I assume that yes, that would be an option.
Sure. Any other questions, comments, or concerns? Jeff, Legislator Nolan.
Well, I would just say that I can't think of, well, I think this is very good use of the opioid settlement funding, and Oracle for sure is using peers, and so I think that the idea that the Kingston crew would be able to train with and work with that group will lift up their ability to provide appropriate care.
Any other comments? All right, and I will call the question on Resolution 724. All those in favor? Any opposed? Resolution 725, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the City of Kingston for funding the Kingston Mobile Mental Health Team through the Department of Health. I have a motion to discuss.
So moved.
Moved by Nolan.
Second.
Seconded by Stewart. And Commissioner McDonald, do you want to give us a brief overview?
Sure. This is a continuation of the federal block grant funding that the City of Kingston was awarded last year. What we entered into an agreement with the City of Kingston to be able to utilize our contract with Access Support for Living and connect into the county's mobile mental health team. So they passed the funding through to us, and then we contract with Access Support for Living for this particular program for the City of Kingston's mobile response.
Questions from the committee?
Just comment that this is also really to the benefit of the members of the community. The mobile mental health team is just changes the world for people with mental illness who are causing a disturbance or have some complaint. When the neighbors can call mobile mental health, the treatment of that person is within a medical model, and the alternative would be calling law enforcement in most instances. This is really important for us to provide, and it's great to have federal dollars coming in to help.
Legislator Erner.
I agree with everything Legislator Nolan said. I have heard that mental health calls have brought a law enforcement response when that was not asked for in the city. I just want to note that, but I will support this resolution tonight.
Any other questions, comments, or concerns?
I was just going to say it sounds like a great program. So,
so on Resolution 725, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution number 726, approving execution of a contract for $99,311 entered by the county with Access Supports for Living, Inc. to the Department of Mental Health. I have a motion to discuss. Moved by Nolan and seconded by Lopez. Excellent. And
can I say something? That's like, no, I don't have. It looks like there's a typo in this. The we're out for the $50,000.
See.
Could be misreading it.
Where are
we? 727 first warehouse.
I think we're on 720.
We're on 726.
So,
yeah, we're on 727. Okay, 727. I'll hold it for a moment.
Okay. Great. So, at 726, we've got a motion, we've got a second. And Commissioner McDonald, I believe this is the contract that, yep, for that resolution.
Correct. It's the accompanying contract. The prior resolution that speaks to the agreement between the City of Kingston and the
Department. Great. All right. All those, any questions, comments, or concerns? Yep, Legislator Erner.
does personnel services refer to the wages or the?
Unfortunately, they do not. We are in the process of getting all of that information from our contractors and the tandem of the purchasing department with some technical assistance to help me to get it done. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that is, unfortunately, that is going to be true for almost all of the following contracts on my list. Any other comments, questions, or concerns, Legislator Petit?
Yeah, I'm just following up with the vendor. Have they been able to provide the services that we need with staffing? Any staffing issues, or are they a shining star now?
So, specifically for this part of the mobile mental health team, this is the ambulance that goes out with the EMT, the City of Kingston Fire Department EMT, and the Access Supports for Living clinician. The clinician that started this program is still there. So the retention for this particular program has been excellent.
Thank you.
Any other questions? And I will call the question on Resolution 726. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Resolution 727, approving execution of a contract for $1,193,899 and certified by the county with Family of Woodstock, Inc., the Department of Mental Health. I have motion discussed. Moved by Petit and seconded by Nolan. And then before we go to Commissioner Donald.
I was mistaken.
Okay. All right. So, Commissioner Donald, you want to give us a brief overview?
Sure. This is the updating of the 2024 contract for Family of Woodstock for all of the services that they provide for the Department of Mental Health. So that's inclusive of case management services, advocacy services, their support for their hotline, the support of their domestic violence treatment program Evolve. It's also in support of their children's services, the same case management gap that they're called.
Any questions from the committee?
Yeah, Legislator. I'm just going to explain my no. I'm going to be a protest no on the remaining contracts that include county dollars that we A, don't have the salary information, and B, I have reason to believe, at least in some of the cases, that we are not paying what I would consider a living wage to the workers.
Any other questions? Yeah,
just to follow up, I mean, I know with this particular vendor, we've asked several times now for them to provide wages. So is it going to pass if I'm a no on this for that reason too? I mean, when we do Catholic Charities, they're always providing the vendor's wages, but.
I believe
for
they
some
have
reason
provided some wages. I don't know that it's attached to this contract, but when we've reached out to Family of Woodstock, they have followed up with wages for each of their when they've followed up with wages, it's been wages for all of their positions. What this would show in the contract process is which positions are engaged, which they actually do mention in the contract, and they mention what percent staff time.
Yeah.
So whenever we've reached out to the vendor, the agency. Directly, they provided that information.
Okay.
It just hasn't been baked into the contracts yet because of our contract process not being up to
date. And I do see it's very comprehensive how many hours each person's going to. Okay.
Yeah, I actually think Family Woodstock is a little farther along than many others.
Thank you.
Legislator, go ahead.
Thanks. I agree with all that. I just want to clarify, in part, shame on us because we have the authority to raise what we're paying our contract workforce, and we've not done so. So that's the other reason for that.
Any other discussion, questions, comments? All right. If not, then I will call the question on Resolution 727. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? One opposed. Resolution 728, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $10,053, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, and assumed by the county with Mental Health Association in Ulster County, Inc., through the Department of Mental Health. I have a motion to discuss.
I'll move it.
Moved by Nolan, and a second.
I'll second.
Second by Stuart. And Commissioner McDonald, if you want to give us a brief overview.
Absolutely. So the New York State Office of Mental Health has been making rate changes throughout the year. This is a continuation of that process, and this is specifically towards non-Medicaid case management. That is the MHA topic.
Any questions, comments, or concerns? Yep, Legislator Erner.
Just a little more information about it's a very small change. What's going on here, please?
They're making rate changes. So they're increasing, I believe, I'm not sure if I have total is $10,053. But what they've done is over the course of the year, they've looked at particular programs and determined that for staff recruitment based on the qualifications that they're expecting for the staffing and the amount of work that they have increased the rates between COLAs and rate changes for a specific program. This is one of them, not Medicaid here.
Any other questions? All right. So on resolution 728, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
You're a no. Okay, good. Got it. I didn't just call you by your last name. Your title. Sorry, you shall. Yeah. All right, so that has one no. Resolution 729, approving the execution of a contract for $2,459,183 entered into by the county with Mental Health Association in Ulster County from the Department of Mental Health.
I'll move it.
Moved by Nolan, seconded by...
I'll second it.
Stuart. Excellent. And Commissioner McDonald, this is a slightly larger contract.
So. It is a slightly larger contract, that being that the Mental Health Association is a large provider of services for, and a large contractor for the Department of Mental Health. They have a full array of services. I believe they may offer every service that we have through our department of that contract, and that's tax and dollars from the State Office of Mental Health. So this is for peer support. It's for ACT. They have our Certifa Community Treatment Team, the only one that's in the county. They have multiple levels of supported housing within their contract, case management services, health services, self-help groups, their wellness program, and it's a large amount of services.
Any questions? Any comments? Any points of discussion? On resolution 729, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? One. Resolution 730, approving the execution of a contract for $2,697 entered into, causing the aggregate contract amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with Rehabilitation Support Services, Inc., the Department of Mental Health.
I'll move it.
Moved by Nolan, seconded by Stewart. And Commissioner McDonald, if you would like to give us a brief look.
Sure. This is the rate change for non-Medicaid care coordination that RSS has. RSS has I believe they only have one FTE as opposed to the contract that we were speaking of before, so that takes the difference between why one is 10,000 and one is only 2,700.
Any questions? Legislator?
Thank you. About how many folks does this RSS serve in Ulster County?
Overall?
Yeah.
Information has a case of about 18. Able House, I believe, capacity of Able House has a capacity of about 18 or so. And then they have supported housing. Maybe 50.
And that, go ahead. And that's like residential. What about social work or other casework or anything like that?
So they have a very small footprint as far as that's concerned here in the county. So the non-Medicaid care coordination would be the only one. I believe they also do help home, but that's not necessarily directly through the county.
questions? Any points of discussion, comments, concerns? All right, then I will call the question on Resolution 730. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? One opposed. And you, sorry, you were in favor of this one.
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 731, approving execution of a contract for $870,370 approved by the county with Rehabilitation Support Services, Inc., the Department of Health.
I'll second it again.
And Commissioner McDonald?
Is there an annual update of the services that just reference the Able House, the community residents, the Always Help Crisis residents, small scattering of supported housing beds, apartments, and Medicaid care coordination?
Great. Any questions for Commissioner McDonald?
Since they're just providing the coordination of benefits, not necessarily providing a service as far as mental health service goes, if there's 50 people there, it looks like they're getting, what is, 12 to 15,000 to manage a case?
So it's 50 people across their service provision, so that includes Able House where they're offering residential services. That includes the scattered site apartments where they're supporting folks that are in the community living independently, and that includes the non-Medicaid care coordination where they're doing linkage and referral. So that's a whole
services. And my computer's doing weird things too. Look at it. It's moving all by itself. Sorry.
Any other questions? Any comments or points of discussion? All right, then I will call the question on Resolution 731. All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Resolution 732, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $3,697, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county with Gateway Community Industries, Inc., through the Department of Mental Health.
I'll move it.
Motion discussed.
I'll second it.
All right, moved by Nolan, seconded by Stewart, and Commissioner McDonald. I think this is your last resolution.
It is my last, and it's a repeat in terms of my background. It is the Great State of Medicaid Services. I believe it has 1.5 FTE, so there's a slightly larger than the previous one and smaller than the first one.
Great. Any questions from the committee? Any points of discussion? Okay, then I will call the question on 732. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Now we're moving on to legislator submitted resolutions. Resolution 468, amending the 2023 to 2028 Capital Improvements Program, amended capital project number 645, renovation of 21 Elizabeth Street. For Elizabeth Manor Emergency Housing. And before I ask for a motion to discuss, Deputy Clerk Mahler, have we heard from the sponsor about their intentions for tonight?
We have not.
Okay. Does anybody want to discuss this? And if so, please make a motion to discuss it, but we can also take no action and take no motion to discuss it.
I'd like to take no action and have no discussion.
Okay. So I will give a moment of pause in the of silence in order to see if anyone wants to make a motion. Okay, I will take that as a no, and we will move on to resolution number 425, establishing a policy to liberalize access to public spaces for survival. I know there have been some changes to this one, which should be in the packet, and I will entertain a motion to discuss. Moved by Erner and seconded by Petit. Excellent. And Legislator Erner, do you want to give us a little bit of overview on where you're at in your conversations with the county executive team and the changes and where we're at?
Yes, thank you. Does everyone have the version presented separate from the packet? I had caused some confusion by multiple edits and
It's in the packet if you're looking at it on the computer, and we have the hard copies here. So technically it was distributed for the meeting. It's just the first version, the first file folder that went out had the old version in it.
Yeah, this.
And what is published on the legislature's website also is matches what is before you.
Yeah,
what
the new version.
Yeah. So the major changes are as follows. Originally, this policy would have compelled the administration to open public spaces as based on whatever the space study and their judgment would permit pretty much post haste. And instead now this has become a guiding document stating what the priorities are for use of public space, both that which the space study may have identified and other knowledge that may come to the county. And but stating that the priorities shall be the needs of the unhoused, underhoused, and vulnerably housed, as seen on the bottom of page 2 in that resolve. And it covers purposes in the resolve above that for basic material necessities of survival, housing or shelter, food and sanitary facilities. The language around that final resolve there was provided by the administration in terms of the way that we, and I support the language that they provided. And it's basically a directive that we consider the folks who have the least in our county, who are struggling, who we have a responsibility and have taken some responsibility for example, with emergency housing placements and all the various other things that go with that. But it also begs us to do more and work with those the population directly to determine what those needs might be. And these are some of the those that are contemplated. Now, if you look back on the first page of the whereas, is I've added some justification based on precedent from this body. Namely, we have designated affordable housing as a purpose of this county government. We created a housing action fund and put money in it to use in compliance with that designation and that law. This body, although not unanimously, but the majority of the body did ask our state and federal legislators to enact a right to food, as many countries around the world have signed on to. And we have this body in this legislative term has enacted various food relief programs that could connect to an effort to ensure that the folks who are most likely not to have access to sufficient or food in our county will have it. So this the whereas has acknowledged that effort as well. And that's about it. Any questions?
What's the known?
Yeah, I think all of these amendments are valuable, but I have a problem just with one whereas, which is whereas the fourth whereas on page 2, or maybe it's now the continuation of the third whereas the housing crisis is an emergency requiring a corresponding response, and which the legislature believes that the county's property belongs to the people. Beyond the grammar that resulted from that edit, I'm not sure legally if the county's property belongs to the people. And I would just offer to the sponsor that if that second part of the third whereas could come out, then I don't think this has anything that I find objectionable or that requires legal review. For me to vote for something that says that the property belongs to a specific group without a legal opinion about that, about the county's property, I would hold off on it. So if you're eager to pass it, that amendment would garner my support. And we could discuss then accepting the amendments before we look at the resolution. Chair.
Do you want to respond to that before I go to the Deputy Executive Concurs?
I can respond after.
Okay, sure. Deputy Executive Concurs.
Yeah, I also just wanted to clarify a little bit. I think I know where it's from, but I haven't seen this and haven't had a chance to review it with the county executive, so I just do that, make sure that we have legal review it before we are able to opine, because there have been a lot of steps or that I have.
Legislator Nolan?
Yeah, so at that point, I looked twice at this resolved, the second one that says that the policy of those counties prioritize the unhoused, underhoused, and vulnerably housed when concerting purposes and or uses for current and future county property activities and endeavors to better serve the community as a whole. And I think that's proper. That we prioritize that in our thinking. That does not mean that those populations receive priority in terms of having county provide housing, that we don't have appropriate facilities. So I looked at it and I thought, does that mean that the county office building should be opened up as had been in a prior version of this resolution, essentially? And I don't think that this does, because it's talking about considering our priorities. And so I think that means that other elements of the county's considerations do get to be taken into account here. And I think that it is the county's role to fulfill the first resolve, for the county to determine property suitable for the unhoused, emergency, temporary housed. In fact, I think that's what DSS does all the time. So I think this resolution now is in accord with our current practices, but urging this increased attention and prioritization. So that's why I find it that I could support it. But I take the comments from the deputy executive seriously, that we shouldn't therefore assume that it has support from the executive's office until that gets looked at in more detail.
So am I incorrect that then legal counsel has not seen this then?
I don't believe, not that I'm aware of. I'm not sure if you spoke with
legislative counsel.
Legislative counsel.
Yeah, do you want to speak to that, Legislator Erner, that our counsel's involved in this?
Yes. No, I did not speak with legislative counsel about that last resolve.
Legislator Pete, go ahead.
Yeah, I had, when I first saw this, I thought this would be opening up public spaces being parks. And I think I would be more open to that than opening up actual buildings, even though they are heated. I think if we were to look at possibly public parks and expansion of our existing, shelters, especially when it's cold blue, or even in the summers now with it getting so hot, I would be very much in favor of that as well. Because right now we only have one location in Kingston for the whole county.
Right. We have one location in Kingston, and the prior time that this was brought up, expressed to Legislator Erner that what we would support is the change of our warming center to 24/7 activation to have a shower in that facility. And we have had it open 24/7 for the last week. Mm. And that's the first time that the county has been able to do that outside of activation, and we're working on having that be the permanent state for the rest of the season, but we're working on but that was one solution that we had come up with to meet some of these.
And just to add on to that, that is not a county-owned facility. So it isn't addressed by this, but it addresses the need that is addressed by this.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps better than through the county's facilities. So I take that. I think this is a little tricky, but I do think it is important that we consider county buildings and property. And if there's legislation here that just limits it to just to buildings, then that's not happy making. There's the one whereas at the top of page two, the second one that says the county's property fulfills basic needs for workers while at work. But I guess that could be property as well as buildings, and which during emergencies has been used. So I think it points us towards the fact that there are properties that we could consider that haven't been used in the past and that I think should be considered in an ongoing way as long as we do not have other suitable housing for people in need.
So if I may, share my thoughts about this. I was very happy to see these edits. These align very much with the direction I was hoping this would go in. Mm-hmm. I think that the update that Legislator Nolan mentioned regarding the kind of questionable nature of stating that the county's property belongs to the people, I see that point, and I think that is probably a good point, and I would definitely, if you made a motion to strike that one sentence and the sponsor was on board with it, that's the kind of thing I would second, were I not chair of this committee. But in general, I think that this is in good shape, frankly. And the perhaps it doesn't have the teeth that initially the hope was, but I think that there were some problematic things about the former version of this, and this is something that is aligned with a lot of the work that we've been doing. So I would personally support this tonight. I don't have too many concerns about being having our hand forced in any way by any of the language in here. I think the language is on the softer side when it comes to tying our hands in any way, but I think it affirms what I think we've already been doing, is looking at properties and saying, well, how can we help with the greatest need that we have right now? Legislator Lopez.
When this first came to our committee, I never thought that we'd come to consensus, because there was a lot of disagreement. But I'm actually comfortable that this is, it's more, it's direct, right? Asking the executive to consider the following. So and that's something that I get behind, and I appreciate you considering all the comments here and making the changes in order to get this. What I think is gonna appreciate it.
Just one other question I have as I'm looking at it is the interspersing of the need for food throughout the it's a little confusing to me given the title, but it seems like two separate issues. Not that they're not related. I feel like it's kind of throwing a huge policy area into this document, but just very much like impacting. And I know we've had other conversations around food security, and we have a few programs going on around food security, the ARPA grant program and the task force. So
is that something that you consider kind of keeping it a separate conversation? Why don't you respond? There's been a lot coming at you.
Yeah, I mean, that is so. I don't consider it thrown in here. I mean, the original intention was to enable folks to find creative and cooperative ways to fulfill some basic needs that were not being adequately fulfilled, whether the county had a responsibility toward that or not. We have some responsibility, as we know, for emergency housing. This body has been moving in the direction of taking more responsibility for other things like food. Maybe
maybe sanitary facilities is the least of those, although in practice, most public buildings do have a place when the building is open for business that you can relieve yourself, and but you're not really supposed to wash up. So this is designed, I think the food part is a crucial part, because we're talking about what are the basic needs that people might have when they're especially housing insecure that might not be fulfilled. And this doesn't prescribe how we have to fulfill it. It doesn't say we have to start a farm on county property necessarily, but it could help steer us in that direction. It also recognizes that we do have kitchen, refrigerator, and other facilities related to food that we might want to think about how we can make those accessible to folks who don't have those things. Like most of the folks I know staying in a motel have no way to prepare food, inadequate way to store food. They have to get new food every day, and that's very expensive and very difficult. And how can we use the property we have to accommodate that? Can I take the opportunity to respond to some of what has been said?
The floor is yours.
Thank you. So certainly I can see the appeal of using outdoor space, whether parks or parking lots or other things, as opposed to a building that might have been designated for a particular purpose. I think, though, that we shouldn't restrict ourselves just to outdoor space. I think we should look indoors as well. And again, this doesn't compel any particular indoor space to be used in any particular way. I am happy to support the striking of that partial whereas, which I apologize, that was a typo and it was supposed to have been its own whereas, but I would support that amendment, the one about the county property. And I thank you all for your ongoing feedback and your support to this point.
So I think the first thing, it sounds like there's an opportunity for a friendly amendment, that maybe we could make a motion for that.
Right. Well, I guess the sponsor could just remove that before we make a motion about the amendments. Or how do we do that?
Yeah, so what's the proper format if it's a friendly? I mean, we can also, I would rather get it right, so if we should do it formally as a motion, then.
That would be my preference, especially since it's going directly to the committee that begins at 6.
Yeah.
I can have the amended
most
recent version.
Well, then I guess we would need to move to accept the amendments before we amend the amendment.
Well, I think because it's been presented in this format, I believe what we'll be able to do is we'll take an amendment, we'll take a motion to amend it to remove the line that mentions the county's property belonging to the people, and then that motion will be seconded. We'll vote on that motion, and then we'll be able to vote on the entire thing
as amended,
as presented and amended.
All right. Well, I make the motion to remove the partial whereas on page 2 that deals with that reads, which the legislature believes that the county's property belongs to the people. And
second. All right. So there's a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion on that amendment? All those in favor of that amendment?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so now we have a version in front of us that is as presented and as amended. Any further discussion on the policy as presented and as amended?
So is that the only amendment, or is the other amendment?
So all this is a redlined version that we have here, but it has like the bold and the strike throughs.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way that it's been presented. So when I read it out and I'm saying that it's as presented, that's including all the strike throughs. And when I'm saying as amended, that's including the one amendment, and I'll be saying both when I call the vote.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion on the resolution 425 as presented and as amended? All those in favor of resolution 425 as presented and as amended?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Congratulations.
Resolution 644, setting a public hearing on.
Chair, could I just interrupt for a moment to let Director Dawson know that we have approved the resolution that was in the packet for the youth bureau?
Sure. So since you brought it up, I'll just mention there was some discussion about, it's okay. This is a different committee time because of the December legislative schedule. So there was some discussion. We understand that the resolution regarding the youth bureau was a reimbursement for 2023. And we discussed with the deputy executive that for 2024, it would be nice to see, even if it's not on our agenda formally, to be able to email out to the committee the plan for what agencies and municipalities and nonprofits and everything that's in the mix, there's quite a lot, are going to be included in the plan so that we can, while it's a reimbursement model, that means that we see it at the tail end. We'd love to see it at the beginning so that we're aware, especially because a lot of these are agencies in our towns and villages and city, and in some cases the actual towns and villages are the contract vendor. It's good for us to know that.
Okay. Definitely, definitely. The RAP, which was the approval, it comes very, very late, and that's kind of why you guys, so I can definitely think differently and get it to you, even if it's not a full circle completed thing, so that you know who's applying at least.
That would be very helpful.
No problem.
Great. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Director Gossin,
I apologize again.
No need to. Appreciate it. All right. So while Director Gossin has the floor, does anyone have any questions for her from the committee? Okay. That's fine. Thank you so much. All right. So we've got one more resolution tonight. Resolution 644, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 18 of 2023, a local law establishing a residential rental registry to be held on Thursday, January 4th, 2024 at 7:10 p.m. Can I motion to discuss?
So moved.
Moved by Stewart and a second. Second by Petit. And Legislator Erner, do you want to give us some updates on where we're at with this?
Yes, and I'm comfortable with this dying tonight. After talking with the county clerk and comparing to what Rockland County had done, they have the registry through the Department of Health, but unfortunately, Commissioner Smith, you and I haven't had a chance to talk about it, so I wouldn't even feel comfortable moving ahead without having had that conversation. That said, I encourage those members continuing on next year to take a look at this. Maybe we can get information about which municipalities already do this. I know a lot of them have short-term rentals. I was reading a story about City of Kingston's today, and have regulations about it. Of course, this is more broad, but with precedent. As I said last month, the Senate had passed legislation that would have done this a term ago, but then it died in the Assembly, and so it's still sitting there. So I might encourage the continuing body also to urge the state to pass it, because that would come with funding, so that it could be done equitably around the state, and we wouldn't have to pay extra for it. So I
think with that, we can take no action on this tonight unless anyone would like to discuss it further. I agree that it's something that we should explore and determine as Jeff Legislator Nolan and then the team.
Would it be helpful for the sponsor to withdraw it so that it's not a loose thread, and then maybe talk with some of us about reintroducing it rather than just take no action? Because it will, if it comes back to us next year, it won't have a sponsor.
It will come back to us next year unless it has a sponsor.
Okay.
I noticed because I intentionally didn't resubmit one time. It was midway through the term that's about to end. At the end of the first year, I had a piece of legislation that I chose not to resubmit, and so I know that it's not an automatic thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Legislator Petit.
I'd like to say I like the idea, as long as this doesn't, impose on our home rule. It doesn't look like it is because we're not actually doing any inspections or anything. I don't know. I'd almost like to see you leave it on the agenda to see if someone will pick it up next year, just so it doesn't get lost. I mean, a month and a half, almost 2 months is a long time. In government, when it comes to something like this, when it's actually getting it passed, it's not.
Yeah, so I'm inclined not to request the withdrawal personally. But I will just share that to those of us that are returning it, we'll take an action on our part to reintroduce it. It will not happen on its own. Any other further discussion? Yep, Legislator Nolan.
Just a new topic.
Okay, so let's just, we'll move on. We'll take no action. We don't have any old business. It sounds like you're bringing something up that would be...
I would just like to know if the committee took a vote on Resolution 689 and on the minutes while I wasn't
sure
yet,
that's a
and
great
if I
question.
Could do that.
So, Deputy Clerk Mahler, we have a question regarding the earlier part of the resolution packet that we had a couple of people absent for. So,
just the first one.
I
thought we were doing 689.
So that was resolution 689, which was granting an easement for the Quality Inn project.
I would like to be reported as an aye.
All right. Was there anyone who is anyone else?
Legislator Stewart.
I will be an aye as well.
Okay, great. So that was an easement with the town of Ulster. The discussion that you missed was specifically around who the easement was with, and the answer is the town of Ulster.
That's cool. Yeah. And were the minutes approved?
The minutes were approved as well.
I'd like to be recorded as an aye on the minutes.
Okay. Legislator Stewart, would you like to be recorded on the minutes?
Sure.
Okay.
As an aye? As an aye, yes.
Okay,
please.
Very good. So Deputy Cliff Waller, did you catch all that?
I will do it.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
This is the
all right. So we don't have any new business. And before we adjourn, I just want to say this is our last Health, Human Services, and Housing Committee meeting of the year. This has been a wonderful committee. I just want to thank the committee members for doing so much work. I mean, this is a hardworking committee, and everyone here has brought some really great ideas forward. I appreciate everyone being so accommodating as I came into the role of chairing this committee only midway through. It's been a great experience, and I want to thank our Deputy Clerk Mahler, who is awesome. And when I found out I was going to be chairing this committee, that was the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, I'm going to get to work with Jay. I'm so happy, so happy. And Jay does a great job, so if anyone here ever gets to chair a committee that Jay clerks, it is a joy. I just want to thank everyone for their hard work, and all of the department heads. It's a big committee with a lot of department heads, and you guys all work really hard and do a great job, and we appreciate it.
So do you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. With that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So
no one wants to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved by Legislator Stewart, seconded by Legislator Lopez. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll show up bipartisan.
All right.